something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mara, and in studio we have got McLean Burke. Good morning.
Hey Trina, how's it going? Are you alright?
Do you prefer to be called Mac?
Mac is what I go by. That's what my friends
call
me.
Mac is in studio, and you'll know Mac very well because he plays Damien Halpin in Fair City for how many years?
I think we're going on 22 years now.
Holy God.
Yeah, I know, I say that every time, and I sometimes when I go in at 7 o'clock in the morning before we go on set, I look in the mirror and I go, holy God. But 22 years.
And had you any idea that the character was going to be in that long?
No, I'll tell you the truth. I remember going way back, I just finished school and I was lucky enough to get a movie called, do you remember, well, Saving Private Ryan? I did that like 100 million years ago. And off the back of that, I was going off to the States. Of course, I thought I was going to like take over the world. You know what I mean?
But
I
remember
Colin Farrell. Yeah. But the agent said, "Look, there's a gig in RT," and I said, "What is it?" And she said, "It's Fair City." And I was like, "Ah, no, look, I don't think I'm going to be around for like I'm going off to the States." She said, "Look, it's an 8-week contract." I was like, "All right." And at the time, I remember the rates for like dollar versus the pound was. I was going, "God, actually, that could work." I said, "Yeah, I'll do it.
I'll get 8 weeks' wages.
Yeah, I'll get 8 weeks' wages. Feck off over to New York," and that was it. Like, and then life took over. Like, you know what I mean? Let's say, every time I look in the mirror, and I go, "What?" You're not supposed to be over there.
Isn't it mad how you go, how did that happen? We're 22 years in now.
I know, it's mental. In between all of that, all the storylines, like dead dads, dead mammies, you know, wives, you name it, the whole kit and caboodle.
You were beaten up by the wife and everything, weren't you?
Yeah.
When you do storylines, though, like that, now, and I know people go, well, I was really invested in the storyline.
Yeah.
Like, do you really get invested
in it? Yeah, like the nature of soap, an awful lot of it can be fluff. For instance, if we go in and if we do 25, 30 weeks a year, I'd say 60% of that is kind of filler. You know what I mean? And then you get maybe the other 40% is a solid storyline. And then every couple of years you get a banger. I've been very lucky. I've had some great storylines in there, like real solid stuff. When that came around, they had done their homework. People were tuning in because they didn't believe that it happened. And then people were tuning in because they knew that it did. And I remember I was at a rugby match a couple of months after it kind of gone out. This guy came over to me. He was like 6 foot, whatever, 6'6". I remember looking up at him and he went, "Thanks very much for that." And I was like, "Sorry? Thanks very much for that. We were..." He said, "Look, it was only myself and the wife. We were watching the show and she turned around to me and said, 'That's me, isn't it?' And she said, 'We've worked it out since then.'" So, like, you don't realise the effect. So these stories can get a hold of people.
Saying there on the way into studio...
Oh, stop,
Lads say they don't watch Fair City. Listen, what happened on the way
If I had a euro for every fella that tells me he doesn't watch the show and then asks for a selfie, we'd be flying. Do you know what I mean? But it's gas. Like, the way people... "You need to sort out that Will fella." I said, "Will, don't be worrying." Even when I was coming over on the East Link Bridge there, "You're going to have to sort out that Will fella." I went, I will. "Give him a box." You know?
And do you mind that now? Do you mind me recognising her? Is that good?
No, to be honest, again, like, I've been there that long now that it's almost like, you know, I've grown up with it. And like, you'd be away on holidays with the kids or whatever, and next minute you're milking cows because some woman loves the show and come on back to the, you know. And it's great, like, you know, you get to experience
life. We actually broke into RTE one day.
So
we could have a walk around Carrickstown.
No.
So we've got photographs at the bus stop.
Yeah. Do you know who did that as well? The lads from Westlife did that one time. They broke in and they had shots of them all walking in around McCoy's and everything. And people that say, "Oh no, I don't watch that." They do. They do.
Yeah. It's been a hard time. You lost a colleague there.
As I said, 22 years, and it's been the weirdest year in there. You know, we lost Tom Jordan, and then very quickly after that, we lost a really good friend of ours, Carl, as well. Carl Shields.
I had only seen him a couple of weeks before that. He crossed the road in front of my car on Capel Street.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe
it. It was shocking. I've been there long enough to see people come and go. And I don't mean that in a derogatory term, but, you know, age related and all that kind of thing. But never in the 22 years history have I seen such an effect on everyone. So much so that they stopped the show. They stopped filming it. They hired a double-decker bus and they brought cast and crew to the funeral.
And that never happens.
Never.
Because it's always the show must go on.
Literally never happens. The show must go on. But it did this time around.
There was something came up in the news there the other week, and it was about the actress who plays Hayley Slater in EastEnders, and she'd gone and gotten another job.
Okay.
In between roles, she'd gotten a job doing security in a shop.
Yeah.
And some journalists reported on this and we just thought it was absolutely awful.
Yeah.
People have to work.
Yeah.
And acting jobs don't necessarily happen, you know, 52 weeks of the year.
This, that is the thing. There was the old thing years ago that, like, if you were on the telly, you were loaded. You know what I mean? Like, you're on the telly, you're loaded. Like,
do you mean you're not?
No, unfortunately not.
I was going to ask you for a few, Bob. Go on.
No such luck. You can feck off. I remember a buddy of mine used to be in the arcade game. He said to me, look, I need to go out and collect some machines. We were out in Swords somewhere, and I'm helping him load up these arcade machines at the back of the van. And I literally could see this woman just, like, dumbfounded going, should you not be on the mobile phone sitting in your Porsche? But yeah, you gotta work. And the thing is, like, although we're in the show, we only work maybe 20, 25 weeks a year. And you only get paid for the weeks you work.
Oh, right. So you're getting 6 months' salary. So of course you got to work and do other things.
So that's the reality of it, yeah.
So we're going to move on to exactly what you're doing.
Exactly.
The other thing that you're working on over Christmas. Yeah. Will you hang on there? We're going to take a song and come back to you. And we're going to talk all about the Panto. Clean Burke in studio. It's Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.